Well, I am so thrilled because I have Yolanda Adams on the phone with me. How are you, my sister?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for having me today.
I am so thrilled. You just celebrated a birthday, and your daughter Taylor gave you just the best experience ever. I'm so jealous.
Train up a child in the way she should go.
Come on.
And when she gets older, she will give you more than you've ever asked for.
I absolutely love it. Well, I have so many memories from your radio show when we launched in Detroit almost 13 years ago.
Yes.
Cannot believe that.
I know. Can you imagine? I'm like, that's why I was like, listen, I love talking to my family
because yes.
We have so much in common. We have this connection and this bond that can't be erased.
Absolutely. And then, of course, all of your stops at my church with my pastor at Triumph, Pastor Kenlock.
Yes. Come on now. You know I love me some Triumph Church.
I know. We love you, too. There's one moment that has stood out to me, and it happened when you sang Hallelujah at the National COVID Remembrance.
Yes.
That
yes.
still gives yes. me chills, I even when I think about it. And I know it's probably very emotional for you to do that for such a horrible event, but just honoring the people who have lost their lives to COVID. But it was so beautiful. How did you feel about that?
Well, first of all, to be asked to do that was an honor. And, you know, I've known the Bidens and the Harrises for a while. And to represent mm-hmm. in that moment was so surreal because we all know someone, whether it's a family member, a sibling, you know, distant relative or a neighbor across the street or something like that. We all know someone who has been affected by that horrible situation that we dealt with in 2020 and on.
Yeah.
So when they asked me, they said, so, you know, we're going to be on the mall and we're going to have you just by yourself. And I'm like, the symbolism of that.
Yes.
So poignant, you know,
yeah.
Because one of the things that most of the family members that I talked to who had people with the COVID disease and that passed from the COVID disease, they felt alone,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so the symbolism of me being out there by myself with the lights and with the candles and with the fountain just glistening, I'm like, man, that is such a great way of looking at how things can change in a moment by something as horrible as a pandemic,
yes.
You know?
Yep, absolutely. Well, it's been some years since you've had your last album, and you have been really, really busy. I follow you on social media, so I know, you know, including being Miss Danita Jordan. Woo, on Kingdom Business.
Yeah.
Oh, she makes me so scared. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. She scares me sometimes, and I have to play her.
I'm
but
sure.
I enjoy it because it is she's so different from me.
Yes.
Like, I would never stop anybody's purpose.
Yeah.
You know, I believe that we all get here to this earth with purpose, and to, like, kind of try to, I don't know if I can say this on radio, you know, try to stop somebody's God-given right to
right.
do what they want to do.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that is so not me.
Yes.
Because I'm an encourager. You know, I'm a booster. I'm the one who wants everybody to have their dreams and,
yeah.
you know, live their dreams and enjoy their lives. So I had to get used to playing a person that's kind of polar opposite of me in that respect.
Yeah, yeah,
and
for sure.
So it did take some finding a deep connection with her. So I had to find the humanity in her to do that.
Mm, I get it. I get it now. Well, speaking of booster and encourager, you have a new project called Sunny Days and a new single out.
Yes.
I am so excited for you. Tell me about the project and how it all got started for you.
Well, the project has been a long time coming. We started this project before COVID, and because of COVID, we couldn't get back into the studio one-on-one because there's nothing like recording in a studio with people, and, you know, the Zoom wasn't getting it.
Right.
Because my house was not equipped. Now, I have a lot of nice equipment, but not to the degree that a studio would have. So between starting the album and having to stop the album, then all of a sudden COVID coming, and then two seasons of Kingdom Business and, you know, and helping everybody on their projects and stuff. It was like, God was like, okay, it's time now.
Yeah. Yeah. He sure will tell you. It's written and produced by Sir the Baptist and Donald Lawrence. I'm talking about the single Church Doors.
Church Doors. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. The first time I heard this, I'm just thinking about having to bust the church doors down to get what I need. And that's what the song is about.
And it's also about the testimony that we all have. One thing that we did find out in COVID is that the church is inside of us. We are the body of Christ, whether we're in a physical sanctuary or not. And the truth is, everyone does not have a physical sanctuary to go to. Some people's church is on their screen because the churches haven't gone back into the physical building. And now there's this upsurge of electronic church because of that. And so the line that says, when you let me make it to the church doors, I'll tell them what you've done for me. And so because we are to be the mouthpiece of God, to tell people how good God is. You know, hey, you can be in Starbucks, and that's your church door, and you can tell folks how good God is. Now, don't just go bussing in there while they're fixing your coffee and say, oh, yeah, I got something to say. No, wrong place. This is not testimony service like that.
I've had headphones on in a Starbucks watching church and got happy, so I understand.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I understand. Well, let's listen to Church Doors. It's Yolanda Adams on the Detroit Praise Network.
I heard your spirit say, girl, you're not done.
Hello.
It's Yolanda Adams, Church Doors. Oh, my goodness. This is ready to go, right? We can get this song?
Oh, yeah. You can get this song right now. You can download it. iTunes has it. Amazon Music has it. Wherever you get your singles, you can get it right now. Sunny Days is out September 13th. You can pre-order that and pre-save it. But Church Doors is ready right now.
I am so excited for you, and I'm excited to see you when you come to Detroit for the reunion tour September 15th.
Yes! We've been in rehearsals for the last 2 weeks, and when I tell you, everyone is so excited about this. Marvin and I were talking, Fred and I were talking. Of course, you know, my girls, the Clark sisters,
yes.
We were talking about how we are still able to do what God told us to do years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing what happens with your life when you tell God yes and you give him a real yes.
Ooh, you preaching today. Well, Yolanda, I thank you so much for spending a little time with me. We can find you on social media as well. Where?
On Instagram, it's Yolanda Adams. On Facebook, it's Yolanda Adams Live. On TikTok and all of those other ones, it's Yolanda Adams. And then I have a YouTube channel called Yolanda Adams Lifestyles with an S. They're going to see me golfing. They're going to see me cooking. They're going to see Taylor and I interacting and having fun. So just come on over there, subscribe to the channel. Let's have fun, y'all.
I'm going to do that right now. Yolanda, you know I love you. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the 15th.
Yes, you will. And I love you so much. Thank you for this.